Morning, welcome to Life Fellowship. Today's lesson is able to teach others also. And the lesson aim is to see that a minister has a great work to do and needs God's grace to carry it out. I'm going to read through the lesson, and hopefully I don't take a lot from what the Sunday school teachers have. I pulled about three verses out that I want to relate to then. So 2 Timothy 2, 1-7, and then 2 Timothy 4, 1-8. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. A husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Chapter 4, verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto them also that love his appearing. Now there's three verses that I pulled out, and they're verses 4, 5, and 6. Verse 4 talks about a soldier. When a soldier signs up for the army, he has maybe multiple missions, but nothing that is gonna keep him from doing what he has to do for that mission. And the same with an athlete in verse 5. An athlete, okay, so the Philadelphia Phillies just won the World Series. Well, through the whole year, the athletes for the Philadelphia Phillies, they had one thing in mind, and nothing was going to keep them from that, if at all possible. They trained, they worked hard, and they worked for that goal. Also, in verse 6, it talks about a farmer. He prepares the fields, plants the seeds, and when the time is right, he fertilizes and sprays for weeds. And he needs to know when the time is right to harvest that. In each of these occupations, there is a lot of things that each of these three people need to do. They need to work hard. There's a lot of sweat and tears involved. But a soldier, in verse 4, if he goes missing in action, and at the end of the war, his side wins the war, he doesn't feel the accomplishment of winning that war. An athlete who cheats, there's a lot of athletes in the last 5-6 years that have been involved in steroids. Now, if they have a career year and they get caught with steroids, that really doesn't mean a whole lot. And a farmer who decides that, well, I don't need to fertilize or water my crops this year, he probably isn't going to have much of a harvest. Now, I want to compare this just a little bit to a minister. A minister has a lot of hard work. He prepares for his sermons. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that we don't even see. A few select people might see. Caring for the needy, doing hospital visitation, all kinds of things. But if this pastor, this minister, decides, well, I don't need to prepare for a sermon this week, I'll just go up and wing it. And maybe they do sometimes, I don't know. But for the most part, you got to prepare a little bit. And if the minister sits back, if he's has a college degree and And he sits back on his laurels a little bit, and, well, I don't need to go visit the needy this week or go to the hospital this week. Well, after a while, the people in the church aren't going to feel wanted, feel cared for, and they're going to move on. And the minister will not have a congregation to care for. And I guess the point that I'd like to leave with you this morning is that we need to, each of us, encourage and thank our ministers for what all they do for us. There's a lot of hard work that goes into what they do. And I'm thankful that our ministers, that we have three ministers and their wives that care for us. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for being with us this morning. Lord, I ask that as we go to Sunday school, that you will be with each of the teachers. Ask that they can have a good Sunday school and that you can speak through them. Be also with the rest of the service, worship, and the sermon. I ask that you'll bless each one involved. In your name we pray.